أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. As we continue our theme for this Ramadan, دروس عميقة من السيرة النبوية, profound lessons from the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, we realize that tonight is the first odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and it is a potential Laylatul Qadr, possible the night of power, and we therefore beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon all of us, to pardon all of us for all our shortcomings, those shortcomings that others may know and those shortcomings that only Allah knows. And we seek the pardon of the Almighty, and we ask for the forgiveness of all those who have passed on and the healing for those who are sick. I want us to reflect on an incident documented in the Shu'b al-Iman of Imam al-Bayhaqi, when a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he passed by a group of people who were humiliating a man, insulting, beating him up. And the question was, why were they beating him up? And they said he committed a sin. So Abu Darda said to them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ وَجَدْتُمُوهُ فِي حُفْرَةٍ أَلَمْ تَكُونُ مُخْرِجِيهِ مِنْهَا? If you find this person who you are beating up in a hole, would you rush to go and help him and take him out of the hole? They all said, yes, for sure. They said, فَلَا تَسُبُّوهُ إِذَنْ وَحَمَدُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي عَافَاكُمْ. So therefore, do not humiliate him. Rather, thank Allah that he has saved you from the mistake that he had made. So they asked Abu Darda, should you not hate him for what he has done? He replied, إِنَّمَا بُغْضُ عَمَلُهُ فَإِذَا تَرَكَهُ فَهُوَ أَخُوكُمْ. Hate the wrong that he has done. Dislike the wrongful act that he has done. But if he repents and turns away, then he is your brother after all. Now, this does not mean that we tolerate injustice. It never means that we side with the oppressor. Nor does it mean that we overlook the crime of the criminal. Not at all. But we do tend to be very judgmental. And more so at a personal level. We excuse ourselves for our own wrongdoings, but are hypercritical of the wrongs of others. We excuse ourselves for our own wrongdoings, but are hypercritical of the wrongs of others. طوبى لمن شغله عيبه عن عيوب الناس. Glad tidings to those who are more concerned about their own faults than focusing on the shortcomings and the faults and the sins of others. You see, I believe when looking at faults, try to use the proper instrument. When looking at the faults of other people, look from a distance and use a binoculars. When you look at your own faults, then use a microscope. Let us reflect on why Abu Darda radiallahu anhu had this kind of pardoning and empathic attitude. It comes from the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We reflect on an incident documented in the Sahih al-Bukhari and in the Musannaf Abdul Razak, an incident where Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab relates that Abdullah bin Nu'aymin was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, أن رجلا على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان اسمه عبد الله وكان يضحك رسول الله. He was a very humorous person, and often he would make the Prophet laugh. He was a very jovial person and make the Prophet laugh. And on one occasion, he was brought for lashing. He was lashed because he was found drinking. He was lashed because he was found drunk. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then had the command for him to be lashed. And among the people, there were those who said, Allahumma al'anhu ma akthara ma yashrab. It wasn't the first time that he was being lashed for drinking. They said, curse be on you. May Allah curse you for drinking, getting punished and drinking and then getting punished again. So they cursed him. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تلعنوه فوالله إنه يحب الله ورسوله. Rasul said, do not curse him. I swear by Allah that he loves Allah and his prophet. Now, despite the person being guilty of drunkenness, and no one tolerates drunkenness, never can drunkenness be permissible. Never can alcohol or drinking be halal or tolerated in any way. But despite the person being guilty, being punished in the presence of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow the people to insult him. He prevented them from humiliating him. And therefore we find this an expression of the empathy and the mercy of the Prophet, that he punished the wrong of the wrongdoer, but he did not despise the wrongdoer. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.